Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
There are few accounts in the Scriptures which more clearly demonstrate the accomplishment of the absolute will of the Lord than the narrative concerning the prophet Jonah. Many free will advocates will opine that Jonah could have gone directly to Nineveh and avoided this trial. Yet it was necessary that he be in that fish because it was necessary that he might be used as an illustration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the earth. As a child of God, it was necessary that he be brought to the end of himself, confessing, "Salvation is of the Lord." It was necessary that he go to Nineveh and preach repentance, so that the Lord might use their repentance in judgment against the generation of the Jews who denied his lordship. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. So we see Jonah as one who is the illustration of one who was sent by the Lord. We read in Paul's epistle to the Romans of those whom the Lord will send to bring glad tidings of the gospel to those he has predestined to receive it. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. We see this manifested as Paul and Barnabas were sent to preach to the Gentiles in Antioch. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. We see another illustration of this sending as the Ethiopian eunuch rode along in his chariot pondering the word of God. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Philip knew the direction he was to go, but he had little idea to whom he was sent, until the Lord pointed him out. When the Lord awakens a man to seek the truth of God, he will send a messenger with the gospel. And upon hearing Christ and him crucified, that man will believe. Paul pointed out that the eloquence and wisdom of men does not confer any power upon that gospel, but the power is of God. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Those whom the Lord sends are sinners just like those to whom they are sent. We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. The men whom the Lord sends are often ignorant and unlearned men, and if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. The Lord sends men to preach in order to confound some men, as well as to illuminate others. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to the other the savor of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. Those whom the Lord sends have but one message. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the one mediator between God and men. Those whom the Lord sends must preach, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. They are not chosen by men for this task, but rather compelled by the Spirit. No one can prevent that which the Lord ordains to occur. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Have you heard his word?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.